Then after the ceremony, maybe after they come back from honeymoon, maybe before, their friends will have a whole noisy party for them of some kind.
Shivery?
Yeah. Oh, you tell me what a shivery's like around here?
Well, they don't have them anymore.
Not at all. How long ago did they stop having?
Oh, years ago. In fact, I never did hear very many.
What were they like when they had them?
Well,
did you have one?
No. Thank goodness I didn't. Oh, just a bunch of young people would come and they make all kinds of noise. And oh, usually they do wait till people go to bed and then wake them up, you see, afterwards. And they usually get up and have them in and maybe serve a little something. That's not absolutely necessary if it's anything, you know, they could have, but it's just a group. That's about all I know.
Okay. What do you call this little musical instrument you hold up your mouth like this? And
harp?
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I heard it's called a mouth organ.
Now, what do you call the kind that's, it's kind of shaped like a harp, like, and you put it up next to your mouth and twang it?
Oh, that's,
Well, I'll ask you then. If,
Jew's harp.
If high school kid was getting all dressed up on a Saturday evening or Friday evening, pretty good guess that he's getting ready to go to what?
Now, would you?
A high school kid.
High school, right? I didn't get that word. He'd be getting all dressed up over the weekend, did you say?
On a Friday evening or Saturday evening.
Oh, probably a school day.
And, you ever enough snow around here that the kids get these black things and start coasting on them?
Oh, not skis, if that's what you're talking about, but they have a sled to ride down hills on.
What kind of sleds do they have?
Well, they just be something you ride on. They have steel runners or something on, you know, you can sit on, or a lot of small children like to slide in on the stomachs on them, you know, go down the hill.
What do you call that when they get a run and jump down on the sled and go down on their stomach?
Sledding, I guess.
Well, what do you call this trick when you get a running start, hop the hill, and jump down your sled, ride down your belly? You know what we're talking
about? Well, you what you call it here?
Yeah.
Well, they call it some call it sliding.
What's this little trick that your grandchildren like to perform for you? They get down on the floor and they tuck their head under and roll over on their shoulders.
Turn somersault.
Branch and head first and say I was what?
Die?